Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Voice of the Harvest. My name is Steve Ball, and I just welcome you to this broadcast. God is just up to amazing things in this hour, and I just encourage you just to keep your eyes fixed on Him, because it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. He is a faithful God, and the Psalm 91 promise is ours that 1,000 will fall to right hand, 10,000 are left. Right, nothing that will harm us will come near us if we just walk close to Him, keep our eyes on Him, as He is the author and the finisher of our faith. So today's broadcast, as I was in prayer, I really felt the Lord speak Acts chapter 3, starting with verse 20 and 21. So I'm going to read that right now. Then times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord, and He will again send you Jesus, your appointed Messiah, for He must remain in heaven until the time for the final restoration of all things, as God promised long ago through His holy prophets. Amen. Well, God has been pouring out His rain, amen, where He's just refreshing His people. It's happening all throughout the world, right? In many different denominations where, people are just seeking after Him, and He's pouring out His Spirit, and people are getting refreshed. And He's doing that even in a greater measure and in greater power. But in this scripture, you see that He's pouring out refreshing. And then it talks about how He needs to remain in heaven until the restoration of all things that have been promised, right, by the prophets in the scripture. And we have a lot of awesome promises throughout scripture by the prophets. Well, every one of those prophecies are going to come to pass, and we're entering into a season where it's increasing all the time, that God is restoring all things, amen, and that we're going to get to the point before we know, because it's like increasing, it's snowballing, right, that we're getting closer and closer as we know to His return, that He is doing unusual miracles, creative miracles. He's wanting to restore every part of our lives. Just amazing what God is doing throughout the earth regarding healing and miracles. He wants to restore souls, people that have depression. Hallelujah. Right now, I just speak to those that are suffering from depression right now, and I just release the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. In His presence, there's fullness of joy. As you just begin to worship Him right now, just begin to just fix your eyes on Him. The joy of the Lord is just breaking off heaviness and breaking off depression right now. Hallelujah. I declare weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It is your morning season. It is your time to walk in the joy of the Lord, because things are going to get worse in the world. We need to walk in exceeding joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your oil of gladness right now that's just pouring over every listener, giving them fresh joy, joy like they've never had before, Lord. And Lord, as they begin to worship, even after this broadcast, every time they worship, I just declare you're going to experience more of God's presence, more of His joy, which is going to give you strength to overcome every obstacle in the name of Jesus. I just declare that your soul will prosper, that you would be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you're healing fibromyalgia even right now. The Lord is healing physical bodies. He's doing miracles because He loves you. So right now, you don't have to work it up. You don't have to just posture yourself. Just open up your heart. Just put your hands out and just say, thank you, Jesus. You are my healer. You're not just everybody else's healer, but you're my healer right now. Crohn's disease is being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just speak to autoimmune diseases. He's healing those right now. Thank you, Lord, for your love your compassion, that you are moved with compassion, and all that are sick are made whole, that you are restoring all things, Lord God. Hallelujah. And until everything is restored in your body, you're not coming again, because you're coming back for a bride that's without spot or wrinkle. Thank you, Lord, for accelerating healing, Lord, right now. And thank you, Lord, somebody that's struggling in their marriage, God is healing your marriage, whether it has been fighting, whether it has been where you don't feel like there can be any resolve, like you're in your midnight hour, you're just going to notice a radical change in your spouse and a radical change in your own heart, your perception, for you're going to see them the way that God sees them. Thank you, Jesus, for healing that. Hallelujah. Healing broken relationships. Just God's miracle working power is just going to piece everything back together. You don't have to struggle and make it happen, but God is going to heal marriage. Hallelujah. I just declare right now, Acts 3, 20 and 21. Lord God, you are not a man that you should lie, nor the son, God, that you should repent. Everything that you speak comes to pass. So I pray that Acts 3, 20, 21 would come in power now to all those listening, Lord. The kingdom of God is not just in word, but it's in power. Just let God heal whatever it is. Put your hand on your body that where there's pain, God wants to heal pain right now. Hallelujah. Yes, knee pain. God's healing joints right now. Any joint pain, just begin to move those joints and just know. And as you do that, you'll just notice the pain is leaving because Jesus is healing you. Amen. I'm just a vessel of clay. It's all God that does everything. So I'm just a messenger saying that God is healing you right now. And that which he heals you from, you just go out and lay hands on for people with those same conditions and watch them get healed, because your faith is going to be charged up because of what God has done for you. He will do for others. Testimony. Hallelujah. Is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus literally will prophesy and release other people into that very healing, because God just loves to multiply. Amen. He's a God of multiplication. He's a God who spreads his healing fire. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that he's also canceling debt. So those that are in that have suffered with debt, hallelujah, he's healing. Now these words of knowledge, when he speaks them, it's because he's already done them. He's already done them when he died on the cross. Amen. He paid for every healing. But there's something about a word of knowledge where he says, this is what I'm doing. Amen. So therefore, just take it. Hallelujah. And it's yours. Amen. And I've seen where God heals even through words of knowledge. Even if a person doesn't have much faith, it's like, boom, he just starts doing it because, amen, he loves to heal people because of his great love, his compassion for us. He died for us so that we wouldn't have to go around broke, busted, disgusted, as I've heard a preacher say. He wants us to be whole, body, soul, and spirit. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just begin to praise him. Thank him. Declare him as your healer. Whatever we need for a miracle today, just reach out. Like the man with the withered hand, he just reached out. And he was healed. Amen. But whatever it is, I thank you, Lord, for just touching minds right now. Hallelujah. I just addictions being broken right now. Even those addicted to prescription pills, God is setting you free right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your awesome love, God. Anxiety disorders being healed. Being anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer, supplication, make your request known to God. I just thank you, Father, for what you're doing, the healings that are taking place even right now. Hallelujah. You will run and not grow weary. You will walk and not grow faint. The Lord is mounting you up with wings like eagles to soar above the storm, to be an overcomer. Amen. So everything that's hindering you from being the eagle God's called you to be, which is to soar with him, I declare, be healed, be set free right now. You'll begin to feel heat in the part of your body that's being healed. Just rejoice. Give him praise. He's healing you now. Hallelujah. Because we are entering into a season where he is restoring all things that were spoken by his chosen holy prophets. Thank the Lord. Give him praise. He's so good. Such a loving God, such a faithful Father who always fulfills his promises. Thank you, Lord. We just give you praise. We give you honor and glory. Whew. Thank you, Lord. He's just healing throats right now. Conditions in the throat. Hallelujah. Throat cancer, heal in the name of Jesus. And the larynx, I hear the larynx. God's healing you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Wow. And he's, I see God healing spiritual eyes so that you can see clearly in the spirit, that you will no longer, you know, be blinded or be or to have blurry vision in the spirit. And as he heals you in your spirit, he's also healing you in your natural eyes. So I just declare miracles right now. Blind eyes opening in the spirit, blind eyes open now to the eyes. And that means even where you do not have perfect vision, 20/20 vision, God is right there, open the eyes of the blind. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for just, your eyes are just going to begin, those that are wearing glasses, you begin to get blurry because he's healing your eyes. So take those glasses off and you're going to see perfectly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I just encourage that you would just let me know if you've been healed and received a miracle. You can email me at voiceoftheharvest@gmail.com. That's voice of the harvest, just spelled out just like that, @gmail.com. And just testify, give God praise. He just loves it when we share. And I encourage you just to continue to tune back and invite others to listen in so that God can heal them. We're coming into even a greater hour of healing. The healing anointing is increasing in his body. He's doing it all throughout many different ministries. But I just encourage you just to tune in and just receive. God has invite friends, family members to tune in and so they can receive their miracle. And I really believe that's where God has me to flow. And so I might give a, you know, just a short message and then just start to operate in the anointing of healing because that's what God wants to do in this hour. Acts 3:20-21. The restoration of all the holy prophets. I love you, beloved, in Jesus' name. Just have a blessed, blessed week until we meet again. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. Amen.